Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you today?
Good.
Okay. You want to get just now? Okay. And by somebody get can. So, starting from today, I will be displaying the full text instead, because I find that if I just show you the Diamond Sutra verse itself, then I go through my teacher's teaching, it may be a bit confusing for you. If we look at the the text, then there are some parts which is in quotes. Yeah. So let me see. There are some parts that is darker. Yeah. So these are the verses that is the original Diamond Sutra. We are now at page 42. We have gone through up to this point last week. So last week we went through this story which my teacher related about how there was a lay person and he saw a Buddha with a lot of disciples, and then this Buddha was giving some, I think was displaying some psychic power and giving some teachings, and at some point this lay person actually passed a comment saying that you are not Buddha. So my teacher related this story. Yeah, and he was highlighting how this is something quite remarkable. So last week we went through some of these texts. Perhaps we can just continue from here. 所以我想佛教徒学习佛法还是要多读佛经，多读从印度原文翻译的佛经，这样比较好。So, in his opinion, first of all, we should learn the Buddha Dhamma. Yeah, and to learn the Buddha Dhamma, we should read the Buddha's teaching through the sutras. Especially, we should read more of those original texts from India that has been translated. My teacher, although he is from the Chinese Mahayana tradition, he was trained in the traditional way, but he don't really advocate a lot of the later customs or the practices. He sticks more to the early Indian Buddhism texts, including the sutras and the commentaries. So here, 这样比较好. 当然初开始, 读还不懂, yeah. So initially, maybe when we read, we are not too clear, we don't understand. 那就得要找参考书, so we must find some of the supplementary texts to help us. 如龙树菩萨, so this is someone that I mentioned before, 龙树菩萨, Nagarjuna, or Venerable Nagarjuna. Then 无杂菩萨, Venerable Asanga. And then 天清菩萨, also known as 四清菩萨, Venerable Vasubandhu. Now, these are very key masters in the Mahayana tradition. Yeah. So these individuals, these masters, their writings, their teachings, is reliable, 是可信的. 在中国各宗派中, 天台华严三论中和法相中, 这些有名大德的 这个著作造作都是可信的。 So besides the Indian masters, how about the Chinese masters? So my teacher here listed that there are various lineages in the Chinese tradition also. So the first is Tian Tai, then Huayan, Awatamsaka lineage, Tendai lineage. Then San Renzong is actually what we call Madhyamika. Then Fa Xiang is what we call Yogacara. Before I continue, are you able to read the Chinese characters? So I'm just going through them and explaining as I've done before. 这些有名大德的造作, so we can trust these teachings given. 其他人的著作造作也不是说绝对不对, 可以参考. So how about the rest? Well, it's not definitely wrong, but you know, we can also use it for reference. 读久了程度提高就可以直接读佛经. Yeah. So as you learn more, if you read more, here 读久了, read more. After a long time of reading, in other words, a long time of learning. Yeah. Not just read and then forget. Read, remember, reflect, and learn in the process. As you do it over a long period of time, what happens? 程度提高. Your standard start to increase. Then what happened? 就可以直接读佛经. Then you can read the sutras directly. If you don't have that preparation work when you read sutras directly, sometimes, even in terms of the language, you're not so clear. Not to mention the meaning. So, 这样子能得正知正见. In this way, then you can establish right knowing and right view, which is very crucial, the starting point. 如果不读佛经，也不读这些有名大德的著述，而去读一个无名氏的著作，当然也可能很好，但是不决定，也应该注意这件事。 So if you don't read those known masters' works, their expositions, their commentaries, but you just randomly read here with them. 当然也可能很好, maybe it's also quite good. Yeah. Like for example, you read about the laksa, about the emptiness of laksa. So it doesn't mean that it's right or wrong, but it's not so certain. 应该注意这件事, we should take note of this. 释迦牟尼佛这句, 可以身相见如来故. So, Shakyamuni Buddhas. So the Buddhas, this verse from the Buddha. Is it possible to see the Buddha via the body, the bodily features? 身相. 当然是问须菩提, of course it is to ask Venerable Shubhuti. 但这里面也可能包括佛法注释久了以后会有偏差. But over here, we can also include that as the Buddha Dhamma, persists for a long time, then there may be discrepancy, deviation from what was being taught by the Buddha. In other words, 有些佛教徒对佛法的认识太肤浅了，而产生种种的问题. Then, so maybe it's very superficial. As far as the Buddha Dhamma is concerned, the understanding is very superficial. Then what happened? It can develop all kinds of problems. So forward, and that's why the Buddha asked, 看见32相80种好,这就是见佛吗? 可以想一想. So asking the question, if you see the 32 marks and the 80 minor features, is that equivalent to seeing the Buddha? So this is something to think about. So besides that, you can extend that question to modern day. Does it mean that if you see someone wearing red color robe, very grand, with a big, very prominent rosary bead, mana bead around, then got a jade here, then carry a staff, then a lot of monks together, then, oh, this one is the grandmaster. Yeah. Of course, today, do you see anybody stand around like a Buddha? Yeah, maybe Hollywood special effect. Yeah. Yeah. But today, when you see someone on the stage, wow, hundreds and thousands of people, does it mean that this is actually Dharma? In other words, this question is very relevant today. We frequently read Diamond Sutra. 可能这些文都背下来了, maybe we even memorize the text. Then what happened? 但是真见到32相80种好的人, yeah. So, but even if you have memorized the text, yeah, and what if after the Dhamma Sutra class, you walk out and you take the lid down, and then you see one venerable, yeah, don't care about the tradition, wait, look like the Buddha. Oh, the head with the mouth here, then the hair twirling around, you know, then the ear is very long, yeah, and then the whole body is like glowing. What happened? 可能还认为他是佛, maybe he may even think, oh, this one should be Buddha. Even if, 师父, even if not Buddha, must be Arahant, you know. 但是为什么呢? Why is that the case? 因为只是读文, yeah, because we are just doing what? Reading the text. Justin, I need you to talk slightly softer. Just now talking about etiquette, right? Can or not? Yeah. Yeah, 并没有深深的思维里面的意, so, why is that the case? Why is it that someone may have read the Dhamma Sutra and do it frequently? Maybe even memorize the text. But when such a person sees someone who looks very dignified with features, may even think that this person is a Buddha. Or maybe not the Buddha, but maybe think that this person is enlightened. Why is this the case? Simply by the looks. Why? Because this person, according to my teacher, maybe just read the text, but never deeply reflect on the meaning inside. 这就是我们学习佛法停留在文的阶段. This is how those of us who are learning the Buddha Dharma, we remain at the first stage, the stage of hearing. Yeah, just hearing means you just learn the text but never reflect into the meaning. Yeah. 没能够进一步的思维, you're not able to take the next step of doing reflection. 读文也是很重要, reading the text is important. 文是什么作用呢? What is the purpose of this text? 文是表达意的. So the text represents the of elucidate or bring out the meaning, express the meaning. 如果只是读文而不思维里面的意, 里边的意, 虽然也有功德, 但就是出一步的, 不能得到甚甚利益. So if we just read the text without reflecting on the deeper meaning, then what happened? Although there is also merit, but it is just the initial part. We're not able to obtain the deeper benefit. 应该思维这件事, yeah, we should reflect on this matter. 当然这话说来容易, 实行起来也有种种的问题, yeah. 有问题就要想办法去解除, 不然老是停留在初一步. So we should think about this matter. And of course, easier said than done, yeah. Not so easy. But if there's a problem, then we should try to figure out a way to resolve it. Yeah, otherwise, we are just stuck in this initial stage. Just read here, read there, but never really go into the deeper meaning. So, back to the text, main text itself. 不也是尊, 不可以生相得见如来。So this is a reply from Venerable Subhuti. Yeah. 不也世尊 No. Yeah. World Honored One, referring to the Buddha. 世尊 the World Honored One, last week we explained this. So this is referring to the Buddha.不可以生相得见如来 that we cannot see the Buddha via the features of the body. Yeah, so this is the Venerable Subhuti's reply. Subhuti 回答说不是的不能说见到三十二相那就是见佛、啊、这样是不对的、So this is not the case. Yeah, 何以故 Why? 这是Subhuti遵着自己加以解释 yeah, So this isA further illustration or explanation from Venerable Subhuti. Yeah? How is this so? 什么原因看见佛的身相而不能执着那就是佛呢 yeah? How is it that when you see the features of the Buddha, but you cannot be attached to that as the Buddha? This is the question. 如来所说身相即非身相 So this is the reply, 何以故？如来所说身相即非身相。因为佛曾说他多少劫以来做种种的功德。Because in the past, the Buddha has given the teachings. How way back in the past, he has done all kinds of cultivation, yeah, accumulating a lot of merits. Then, what happened? 有那样的功德因缘才得到这样无量相好光明的果报。And it is true the merits of those cultivation that he's able to obtain this kind of results yeah, that has his corresponding features and brilliance. Then what happened? 这个是身相 and in fact these bodily features yeah, what about it? 既非身相is in fact not truly bodily features. What does this mean actually? This is where, if you have attended the Heart Sutra, then this may be a bit more apparent. Those of you who went for the walk yesterday, then you may recall, yeah, I asked you all the question, we are at the lower pierce, and I asked you all to look on the floor, is there anything about the floor that makes it Singapore, that makes it lower pierce, and then,some of you say yes, some of you say no. And then Sifu asked, so how do you know that this is lower pierce? And so on and so forth. Then one of the statements that come up was, well, there's a signboard. Then I asked, so does the signboard make the place or the place make the signboard? So some of you suggested, oh, it is the place that make the signboard. Yeah.Then there are some who say, no, it's the signboard that make the place. So then there was this comment that, when everything is ready, then there was the opening ceremony, and upon naming, then this is lower pierce. Yeah? So all these are very important reflection. Don't think that it's simple just to check each other. Yeah. If you can understand that, you can understand the Dhamma Sutra.Can I understand Dhamma Sutra? The truth in Dhamma Sutra is not just found in the Dhamma Sutra. Yeah. You should be able to apply it everywhere you go. Is this Buddhist fellowship is? In what way is it Buddhist fellowship is? In fact, on the signboard, what does it say? Mitra holding. It doesn't even say BF is. In what way is this BF is? Maybe all the while we go to the wrong place, you know. Look on the floor. Is there any Buddhist fellowship is? Anything that tells you this is Buddhist fellowship is? Check below my table. Yeah. There's a poster there. Yeah. Is that poster saying Buddhist fellowship is? So is it because of the poster that's why this place is Buddhist fellowship is? Or is it because this place is Buddhist fellowship is? That's why they put the sticker there. Which is the case? If the poster make this place Buddhist fellowship, then you can take this away, bring it back home, stick on your wall, then your room is Buddhist fellowship is. But that is not the case, isn't it? That is not the case. It is not because you stick a label, then it becomes Buddhist fellowship is. So does it mean that this place was already Buddhist fellowship is? In that case, that is redundant. But if this place is indeed Buddhist fellowship is, then in future, even when Buddhist fellowship is dedicate this place, nobody else can use this premise. Some company come here and establish their company here, they must call themselves Buddhist fellowship is. Then the employees say, boss, why are we changing our name to Buddhist fellowship is? Cannot be helped. We use this place, we become Buddhist fellowship is. Huh? But is that the case? Before Buddhist fellowship is was established, was this place called Buddhist fellowship is? Before they even established Buddhist fellowship is, there's no Buddhist fellowship is. So before and after it was established, was there any physical difference? Actually, there's no physical difference. So it's not because of physical difference or physical features that this place is called Buddhist fellowship is. Yeah, Buddhist fellowship is but a name, a label, a concept that we slap onto whatever is up here. And then we conventionally agree, and due to this condition, then Buddhist fellowship is appear to exist. But one day, if nobody recognizes what is called Buddhist fellowship is, then it doesn't exist anymore, even when you come to this place. And even when Buddhist fellowship is, people are still using this place as Buddhist fellowship is. You understand? If you can understand, then Dharma Sutra is no problem. Yeah. So, 如来所说身相即非身相. Yeah. When the Buddha talk about the bodily feature, is actually not bodily feature. What does this mean? 因为佛曾说过, okay, we have gone through this part. Then, 而这个身相, so at this point here, 而这个身相即非身相. Yeah. 因为是什么? So, what does it mean by 即非身相? Yeah. In a nutshell, it is that this bodily feature is not inherently, not substantially, not permanently, not intrinsically bodily features. But conditionally, when due to conditions, then there is this bodily feature. And it's only called bodily feature, nothing else. But the moment we hear, oh, there's bodily feature, we think there's really a tangible bodily feature out there. The moment we hear, oh, SGC is going to be at BFEs, we really think there's a tangible BFEs that is permanent, extrinsic, intrinsic, permanently existing there. The moment we hear, oh, there's SGC, we think SGC is a permanent thing. Yeah. The moment we say, Sifu, we think Sifu is a permanent thing, will not grow or die. Well, one day will die, maybe next week. So, 因为是因缘生法, 所以就是自性空. So, those of you who have been attending your classes, you should have known by now. Yeah. Because it is dependent on conditions. This is a phenomenon that arises due to conditions. Yeah. And hence, 所以就是自性空. Over here, my teacher never gives much elaboration. Why? Because those who are in this class, when the teacher gave this text, day in, day out. Yeah. Day in, day out. My teacher, even during lunch, he will talk about dependent arising and emptiness. Yeah. After lunch, we chit-chat, we talk about, among the monks, we talk about independent arising and emptiness. Everything, just keep on talking about this. Yeah. So, sometimes, in some talks, he doesn't seem to explain further. Yeah. In some talks, he gives very detailed explanation. Yeah. So here is in brief. So it is zi-xing-kong. So because it's dependent arising, hence it is empty in nature. Yeah. 在自性空上, 32相80种好不可得, 所以既非身相. Yeah. So within the emptiness, the nature, the emptiness of self-nature, If there's no self nature, then how can you find any features for that matter? You cannot even find any self nature. Then how can you find any features? Whether it's any of the 32 features or the 80 minor ones, you cannot. That's not to say that when you open your eyes and you see the Buddha, suddenly Buddha disappear. It's not. It's really that you also see a person, but it is that all the features depends on conditions. Consider this, your own voice. Is your own voice really your voice? We usually think that our voice is our voice, you know. But have you ever heard a recording of your own self? Does it sound like your voice? A surprise, isn't it? Who is that? Yeah? Why? Because even in terms of hearing, when you hear yourself speaking, you're hearing through the internal conduction. Yeah, the internal vibration plus the external. Yeah. But when you hear the recording, it's purely the external. So it sounds different. So when you feel, oh my God, I have a very nice voice, but actually maybe you thought people are like, yeah. Or maybe you feel like your voice is very horrible, but other people hear, wow, oh, very melodious, very nice. No. But whether it's nice or not nice, it is what? Actually, it's all dependent on conditions. Once in a while, you know, sometimes bad weather, you know, eat too much durian or whatnot, then sore throat. Then suddenly, sometimes, for whatever reason, just there was once when I was giving a talk in Taipei. Halfway through a talk, suddenly, poof, the voice disappeared. Yeah. Really, no? Talk halfway, then suddenly the voice just degraded. Wow, that was quite an experience. And it got me thinking, even our voice is not ours. Not inherently your voice. Due to conditions, then seem to produce this sound. The truth is, if you record your own voice over a period of time, besides the fact that it sounds different from your self-hearing, even when you hear a series of recording over a number of years, you probably sound different. And I'm not talking about puberty. Young men turn puberty, or young girl turn puberty, or something. Do we all change voice, girls? Do we all change voice, puberty? Actually, yes, also. Small kid. Actually, it does change also. But not as drastic as men. Yeah. I tell you a funny joke. I have a cousin, his voice, you know, Zheng Ziwei. You know? So one of my cousin's voice is something like that. I tell you, as a young kid, about primary school, upper primary, going to be secondary school, then secondary school, well then, the cousin's voice started to change. Wow, what, you know what was my fear? Will my voice become like that? Yeah. I mean, I'm not criticizing his voice, and I feel for him. I'm like, apparently this is the whole life, you know, whole life. Yeah. Wow, so doing recording now. Right? Yeah. So I mean, he's my cousin, he's an elder cousin. Yeah. He's a very well, I always feel that all my relatives are pretty nice to me. Yeah, so when I was young, that was one of my fear. Then it turned out, my voice is still quite okay. But even okay or not okay, this voice itself is dependent on conditions. Not just your health, the way we speak, the pronunciation, your enunciation, all this is affected, you know? Yeah. I don't know how people think about my diction, but I remember when I was in secondary school, my pronunciation is sometimes all over the place. Yeah. Sometimes when I encounter a word that I don't know how to, I just anyhow come out with some sound. So there was one time, I think we were going through Merchant of Venice, a literature class, and then there was this phrase, there were two words. One word was fiancé. Yeah, fiancé is a French bastardized English word, right? Yeah. So it's supposed to pronounce, if you write it properly, it's supposed to have a, the whatever intonation. So it's supposed to be fiancé. Me at the age, you know why I write? Finance. Yeah, that's how all my classmates laugh. He stood up,
finance.
Wow, I tell you. You know when you, sometimes you watch a movie, wow, then the kid wow, get embarrassed, wow, like want to die like that. Can you imagine going through that finance? And just when you thought that was over, then another day, same literature class, maybe Macbeth or something. And then tragedy. I see roughly there, just whack up. Strategy.
Strategy!
Wow. I tell you, in my life, I have a few persons to thank. That, unfortunately, I cannot remember his name, you know. I usually can remember that name. This boy, I cannot remember his name. Yeah, I have him to thank, you know. Because of his ridicule, it made me 下定决心, I must improve my diction. Because you see, when I was in secondary school, I started, you know. So it was a challenge for me to read. So any homework, just get through it, you know. Finance. Yeah. Most people don't know that when I was younger, I actually started. Yeah. My teachers, if they know that I've been giving talks, they'd be like, what do you do? Yeah, because when I was younger, not to mention give a talk, even normal conversation, you know, talk it, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, my family, they will know. Yeah. So, even this speech, given the right conditions, it can change. Given the wrong conditions, so-called wrong conditions, it can be different. Yeah. So not just the Buddha's these 32 marks, all phenomena in fact. 或者可以解释, or we can explain it this way. 如来所说的身相是指佛应化身的身相, 不是佛真实的真实法身的境界。 Sorry, this is a bit more into the ultimate reality, into the teachings. So here, 如来所说的身相, for the body, 如来所说的身相, 是指佛应化身的身相. Yeah, so what is this thing called 应化身? So, in the later tradition, we say that there are three bodies of the Buddha. So one is this 应化身, then there's 报身 and 法身. Yeah. So in the earlier text, the term 法身, Dhammakaya, already appeared. So some of this term actually appeared in the Buddha's time already. But it is that in the later traditions, these terms are systematized. So what are the differences? Like for example, in the Buddha's time, we basically say that Buddha is Buddha, ma. Yeah, his body is maintained by the food he eat, yeah, and physically, you can, if you bump into the Buddha, you can feel the Buddha's physical body. Yeah. So, having said that, in the Buddha's time, there were some times where the Buddha referred to himself in a supra metaphysical sense. So take for example, there were times where the Buddha would say something like this. The Buddha would say, he who see the Dhamma see the Tathagata. He who see the Tathagata see the Dhamma. I'm sure you all have heard this before, right? 见法即见佛, 见佛即见法. So in such a teaching, then he seemed to equip himself with the Dharma. Yeah? But when we say see the Buddha, usually is using the eye, seeing the physical body, isn't it? Yeah? So he seemed to equate seeing these two. But the truth is, from this, so there are two things. From such a statement, then at some point, the idea of, or the teaching on Dharma body start to appear. And the later traditions, I'm not even talking about like 2019, I'm talking about 2000 years ago. Such principles and we can say teachings start to surface already. Like after the Buddha passed away, there are some scholars who say, out of remembrance for the Buddha, yeah, they start to identify with the body of teachings. Yeah, so Fasen, in another way, refers to the body of teachings, yeah, that the Buddha taught. In the same way as, today, can you find Einstein? In fact, most of us never see Einstein before. Huh? But you know that Einstein is that guy with the funny hair, right? Yeah? But if you are a physicist, do you really care whether Einstein's hair was like this or like that? Not so important, is it? Which are you more interested? A photo of Einstein or his formulas? His formulas, isn't it? And in fact, although there are a lot of formulas in physics, there are certain formulas that are directly attributable to Einstein. Some are predating Einstein and is attributed to Newton. Others are attributed to other scientists, Galileo and so on and so forth. Yeah. So we can say that for someone who is a physicist, then coming in touch with all these formulas is as close to, as good as coming into touch with all these forerunners. Yeah. These physicists, philosophers who come before them. For other than that, what's the purpose of one physicist knowing Einstein? Of course, there's some documentaries that make it as though like physicists having tea with Einstein. Yeah. But if you look at such a documentary, inevitably, it's not simply just drinking tea and then 8 ounces of tea. Huh? Do you like milk or sugar? No. But it's a conversation about physics. In the same way, for a Buddhist, a disciple of the Buddha, a cultivator, for you to see the Buddha, just seeing the Buddha is, as far as the Buddha is concerned, not worth the time. If you truly want to see the Buddha, then you should be seeing the Dharma that he teaches. For his very existence, you know, for 45 years, the very essence, the meaning of his presence was to convey the Dharma. That was all that matters. So in that way, the Dharma is an embodiment of the Buddha. And in the reverse way, the Buddha is an embodiment of the Dharma. So in this way, then we can understand Fasen differently. Yeah. So what about Yinghua Sen? Yinghua Sen is referring to how historical Buddha, yeah, in the Mahayana tradition, is not seen as literally a baby born and so on. Yeah. In the Mahayana tradition, it is said that what the disciples back then saw was actually a manifestation body, yeah, of the Buddha. So this is where you need to bring in the whole set of the Mahayana teachings, where a Buddha don't just enter Parinibbana and settle and that's it. Yeah. But the Buddha, after attaining enlightenment for the first time, subsequently, when there are suitable conditions. What conditions? When there are disciples who are ready to attain enlightenment, then through that conditions, he merely appear as part of the result of the condition. Yeah. To do what? To appear as a prince and go through the process, leave the palace, and then go through the whole. It's like the first time I heard the very verse, 就像演一出戏一样，表演一下，示范。 So in the sutra, it's called 示现成佛. It's just an illustration. Just doing an example. So for example, just now in dream class, I demonstrated how to do prostration. It's not that simple, first time doing it, but I have to do it slowly. And then I also demonstrated the wrong way of doing it. Not that I don't know how to do it. All those are demonstration. So in the teachings, it is said that those who have reached stage 10 and beyond, then when it is suitable time, conditions is right for them to illustrate Buddhahood, then they manifest. This is what is referred to as the Fuo Ying Hua Shen. Ying Hua Shen. This Ying is talking about the correspondence or the resonance, connectedness with sentient beings. So this Hua is talking about the manifestation. And through this, to teach unenlightened sentient beings. Then there's the Bao Shen. Bao Shen. Bao Shen is actually referring to Nibbana itself, where the Buddha experienced the full result of all the cultivation. So in the Mahayana tradition, we say that what we are usually seeing is the Ying Hua Shen. Then it also talks about how the Shi Di Pusa directly come in contact with the Fa Shen. Now there are those who interpret this way, stage 10 come into contact with Fa Shen, then unenlightened beings, Fan Fu, Ying Hua Shen. So there are those who interpret it literally like this, that now we are now in this dimension, right? So we are unenlightened. When you become enlightened, then you enter into Fa Shen dimension. Wow, then you can see another level. I don't see that is wrong also. But what I understand at this point is that in fact, Fa Shen is here as we speak. It's just that we don't connect with this Fa Shen. What does it mean? Take for example, most of you have learned some amount of Dhamma. So we learned that let's say the three characteristics, Anicca, Dukkha, Anatta. Right? Maybe some of you are more familiar, some are not so familiar. Then some of us, maybe we regularly see it in our everyday life. Some of us don't. Maybe some of us are so new, we don't fully understand as well. But the interesting thing is, regardless of your understanding, all of you are expressions of that truth. Even when you don't understand impermanence, you don't fully appreciate impermanence, you are exuding impermanence. Your not understanding is also impermanent. Your understanding is also changing. That's why there's understanding that can arise. And so, if a person can see the underlying universal principles, which is the Dhamma, throughout, then it is as good as directly coming into contact with the Buddha's Dhamma body as we speak, even at this point. Can I understand?
Last part,
do I understand? Right. So you still don't, you are not stage 10 yet. Actually, to me, you don't have to be stage 10. We just have to appreciate that all things, all the phenomena, is actually embodying the Dharma. Every single thing. Not just, oh, incense then embodying Buddha. Oh, this is Buddha image, then it's embodying. Even the table and chair from IKEA is also embodying the Buddha Dharma. And if you can see that, then you reach the Dharmakaya level. 你契入法身的境界。 So over here, Ru Lai Sua Sua, the Sen Xiang. So the bodily feature that the Buddha referred to, what about it? 是指佛应化身的身相. So it's referring to the Buddha's manifestation body. Yeah. But what? 不是佛真实法身的境界. So in the later tradition, we consider the manifestation body as not the real body, because it's temporal. But the body of Dharma, yeah, that is the true body. So this is what my teacher is highlighting. So what about? 这样说应该包括脸应身和肾应身. Yeah. So then it should include the inferior resonant body and the superior resonant body. Yeah, so what is this two? 莲应身是佛陀大慈悲. So the inferior resonant body is referring to the Buddha's great loving kindness and compassion. Yeah. How is that also the body? Interesting. 为了度化我们这些法身死凡夫所现的身相. Yeah. So in order to reach out to sentient beings like us, then the Buddha manifests a body. So that we can see, otherwise cannot see. Yeah. Can you imagine, walk halfway, hello, Sun Hao, who is that? Sun Hao is me, Buddha. But if you see someone walking over, not so afraid. Yeah. But you see someone walking over with six legs, hello, Sun Hao, I'm the Buddha. Oh, 吓死人啊. So appear in a very dignified way that most people, important thing, this form in a way is chosen, that it will appear relatively agreeable for most people. So that most people will not be frightened. Can you imagine if Buddha appeared with 1,000 head? So what happened? So 为了度化我们这些生死凡夫所现的身相, then what about? 因为佛若不现这样的身相, if the Buddha don't appear with this kind of feature, 佛那圣应身的身相即使在面前, 我们不能见. So even if the superior form appear, we are not able to see. Not able to see. That's why in the teachings it says, why can't we see it? Why can't we see it? In a way, we can say it's just like, just not impression. The Dharma is everywhere, but we don't see it. Another angle is right. It's about how, in the teachings it says, what we see is not really what is outside. It's a combination of what is outside plus what is inside. What about your karma? Your merit. So for example, in a library, there are all kinds of books. Different people go to the library, and different people come out with different books. It's not that, let's say some kids, some people go into the library and take out any blighted, not that it's bad books. Some people go in, always come out with mystery novel. Some people go in, always come out with Twilight book. The Twilight never turned dark or never turned bright one. Always Twilight. Yeah. It's not that the library has no other books, no. But for this person, it's as good as there are no other books. Because the interest, the mind connect only with that level. So if the Buddha appear in a superior level, most of us cannot connect, so cannot see. So the Buddha appear in a lower level, so we can connect. And then we can say, oh, Buddha, Buddha, oh, wow, Om Mito Pho, like that. So, 他说话我们也听不到. In the Pure Land teachings, it says that if you are reborn in Pure Land, even if you are reborn in Pure Land, it doesn't mean that you are all equal. But it's not that the Buddha is unequal. It is that our cultivation is not equal. Hence, the result is different. What is the difference? For those who are at the lowest level, 下品下身, after being reborn there, you cannot even enter into the inner sanctum. Your lotus flower cannot even open up for many kappa. And after it open up, the Buddha will not come and receive you. Then when we read this, whoa, beyond the Buddha, boom, I like that one. Huh? Wow, I knocked out Wu Fa, then never come and receive me. No, it's not. Nah, it's not. 佛不做无意义的事情. If the Buddha can't receive you, cannot receive, then even the Buddha give you teachings, you don't understand. Yeah. 师父, you talk until so cheap, so mysterious. Same thing, you bring her to NTU, you bring her to NUS, sekali she have done that, 师父, you let me know, you think I don't understand. Actually, that's how I felt, you know, when I was in secondary school. I ran out of books to read. I finished reading all the books in the school library. I finished reading all the books in the national library. Not all the books are computer books. So I wanted my elder sister to bring me to NTU to read the books. Yeah, because I was so crazy, you know. I read everything, even CPM I went read when I was in secondary school back in the 80s. Yeah, it's only later when I started work, then I know, whoa, CPM was way over my head. There was one time I even called up, you know, one advertisement. They were looking for a Unix administrator. I don't even know what is Unix, so I called up. Then the fellow asked, okay, so do you know about Unix? I'm like, not really, but I can learn. The person was a bit like, well, you either know or you don't know. Do you know or not? I don't really know. Well, then I'm so sorry, but I can learn. No, Unix is not something that you can just come in and learn. But when I was in secondary school, I really felt like if my sister brought me to NTU, I'm sure I can understand those books. Yeah. But years later, when I did enter university, to be very honest, I think certain of the books I would have understood anyway, but not all. Some, even when I was in university, I still don't understand. Yeah, some are really so cheap. You really need some time, put in some good hours to really cram through the books, yeah, to get the concept. Yeah. Like, they have things like, what, Root Locus, your favorite, right? Root Locus, Forest Series, Forest Transform, Bernoulli, see, you know, all those crazy stuff. Yeah, where they transform from a signal from frequency to time domain or something. In the same way, not that the Buddha is discriminating. By right, Buddha, Voman Guangda, right? Great compassion, everybody who come to go to Pure Land, let everybody attend all the class. But you attend, it can't be, yeah, book you. So let you go and attend some junior classes first. Let the junior bodhisattvas teach you first. Junior Bodhisattva will give you laksa. Yeah. Drink laksa for a few thousand years. Okay, kao liao, okay, then you go to the next level. So, 那就不能度化我们了. Yeah. Oh. So, if the Buddha appeared in a certain way that we cannot see, we cannot understand, we cannot hear, then what's the point? So what happened? 所以要现一个我们能看见也能听见他说话的佛来教化利益我们. So Buddhas, they don't do things unnecessarily. They do things purely to benefit us. Sometimes as a human being, do we do that? Sometimes we do that. So when we talk to kids, we talk baby talk. Now we talk to kids, hello, hello, how are you? You do that, hello. The person don't understand. But sometimes we check ourselves. Sometimes when we meet people, right, we try to impress people. Yeah. So we purposely speak above their head to do what? Not to benefit them, but to... You shut up, you listen to me. The person, before the person can say anything, you speak above their head. Then the person, wow, you're so knowledgeable, wow. Then you feel, feel very good. This is the, how do you know whether you are enlightened or not enlightened? This is not enlightened. That's why over the years, I start to have very deep respect for primary school teachers. Yeah. I mean, to be very honest, when I was much younger, at some point when I learn enough and I, you know, go through secondary school, JC, university, then at some point I feel like, you know, there's this joke, I don't know whether you are in the joke or not, about how primary school teachers usually cannot make it. That's why I go to primary school to teach, you know. In the army, we have this joke. Those who are good enough become are sent to the unit to fight. Those who are second class are sent to the school to train. But they are not so bad also, second class. But over the years, I start to appreciate something. There may be the case some really cannot make it, but are you sure everybody cannot make it? And I start to appreciate that actually a lot of them, their wisdom, their intellect is actually way beyond them. Yeah. But for out of passion, I don't say they have great compassion, but out of passion for knowledge, out of passion to teach, they choose to teach in primary school. Some of them can teach upper primary, they choose to teach lower primary. Have you taught lower primary before? I tell you, over the years, I've taught a lot of different classes, and over the years, I start to realize if you teach adults, actually, it's not difficult. You teach technical professionals, very easy. Last time when I give, very easy, because you all expected to know what you want. But when you teach
yourself,
there was a time when I was in Buddhist library, I was teaching pre-primary Bodhi kids between 4 to 6. Do you know, in one sentence, the small kid, sometimes my niece, sometimes other kids, they will keep raising their hand. Not that they are disturbing, because in my normal speech, I just talk about that. So, what does... let me think of one term that just some very random term, that normal adults can answer. Sifu, what does it mean by arrogant? What does pride mean? What is pride? They have no building blocks, So how do you convey such concepts? Wow. And through them I learned that, not easy. Really not easy. But just when you talk teaching adults is easy, also not easy. Also not easy. Yeah. So there are some students, I've mentioned before, there's on and off some students who tell me, Sifu, can you teach something more Dharma? Don't just keep on teaching the same, And then I thought, in the past, I've heard other variables mentioned before. 我们这样下去整天这样教初级班，只是才开中级跟高级班。 So some temples really start to have 中级班、高级班, But one day I thought about it, and I decided, well, like SGC, this is Diamond Sutra, SGC, so some students even left because they feel that SGC is too beginners. So I told some of them, I said, Well, it's okay lah. If you feel that it's too low level, then good mark, you finish your beginners, then you go to other class lah. So be it. I'll be the primary. I volunteer to be primary school teacher. Not that I'm very retarded, no, but I feel like someone have to do it. If everybody want to teach, wow, commentary, want to teach advanced level, wow, fourth jhana, then then where does the entry level people go? Yeah, so good, yeah. So over the years, I start to have wow, great respect for those who are teaching in primary school. Not easy, no. The stupid small kid come in, act like they know everything, but don't know anything, no.
Yeah.
And then nowadays the teacher, you book it down. Last time the teacher not happy, pia! Throw your textbook, go down and pick up. Nowadays cannot. Now you just think, the person look at you, book, what are you thinking? Take a foot camera, phew, oh, give me a face, huh? Not easy. But Buddha, depending on our level, yeah, the Buddha teach at our level. Not easy. So, So what we see in terms of his timeline, yeah, when he was alive, that is the kind of body. Yeah. And what about it? 他要来到人间, he must come into the human realm. 有父亲有母亲, there's father and mother, yeah, 投胎, 住胎, 出胎. So that's also the process of entering into the womb, staying in the womb, and then being born, exiting the womb. 出胎以后, 逐渐的成长, 长大, 长大了. And then after being born, after exiting the womb, then gradually growing up. 他读书, 最后弃舍世间的荣华富贵. So he also goes through education, and eventually, in the end, he forgo all the worldly wealth and riches and power and so forth. And then what did he do? 到山里修苦行. So he went into the forest, 苦行林. Went into this forest where all the ascetics are practicing, to practice extreme asceticism. Then what happened? 而后在菩提树下, then thereafter, under the Bodhi tree, do his practice. What practice? 于色界第四禅的定中修缘起观, 而得无上菩提. And then in the fourth jhana, he do the practice, the cultivation on contemplation on dependent arising, paticca samuppada. And in this way, he attained the unsurpassed enlightenment, the unsurpassed Bodhi. So this is what we see. According to the teachings, this is actually the Liying said, his manifestation, just so that we can see. Otherwise, he just appear as a voice, appear as a light, appear, dung, immediately appear as Buddha. And then tell us, oh, you must do this, you must say, sure, no, you also never practiced before, come on, you but you go through it. Very convincing. Then there are those who practice extreme asceticism. Then say, you say it doesn't work. You tried before, no, never tried out so much this, you can't try lah. And then Buddha say, I tried before. You don't believe, you can ask, you ask your senior, you ask your grandmaster, you can ask. And then 3 days, maybe you really go and ask, 3 days later, poor, you're grandmaster, you know. Then convincing. Yeah. There's also some commentaries that says that the fact that Buddha had to go through that extreme asceticism was actually a direct consequence of his past life. When in the past life, he was said to have passed some comments about a past Buddha. Yeah. So when he became Buddha, he had to go through this hardship, of 6 years of hardship. Jialat. Every time I give talk, I joke here, joke there. This time, I'm in trouble. So, just learn the Dharma, don't learn my jokes. So, 这个地方, 我们, 我, 应言引言呀，在在王什么？
王勃
啊，
王勃，
王勃写的一篇文章，一篇佛传上有这么一句话，嗯，说夜读明星而悟道。哇 ，this phrase I don't know how many times I heard my teacher mention. 夜读明星而悟道。My teacher has a lot of things to say about this. Because apparently, this is something that the traditional Chinese Zen tradition subscribe to. And it's basically that saying that the Buddha, at the dawn of his enlightenment, he gazed into the sky and observe the, I think, was it the morning star or one of the constellation, and then from that came enlightenment. My teacher was like, no, this is absurd. So let's take a look at it. 夜读明星而悟道。我们后来的 佛教徒也这样说，夜读明星得无上菩提。这句话说的不对，应该是夜明星出现的时候，佛得无上菩提。Yeah. So in the sutta, it says that if you look at the Nikayas, it says that at the end of the third watch, yeah, which means the break of dawn. Yeah. So it's talking about the timing. It's not talking about how old the Buddha opened his eyes, look at the star, then from there attain enlightenment. So my teacher is quite adamant on this. So, 是表示得无上菩提的时间，不是看见明星而的悟道。Yeah. So, you can verify from the Nikayas also, yeah, that this is the case. Yeah, not that you see the stars. 实在夜读明星而悟道是个错误想法。怎么错误呢？ In fact, this is a wrong idea. In what way is it wrong? 读明星 yeah, 应该是睁开眼睛看明星的意思。Yeah, so, 读明星 means you must open your eyes to look at the sky. Then you can see the star. Should be this meaning. But, what about? 而佛是由初禅、二禅、三禅入了第四禅修缘起观得无上菩提。Yeah, so then the teacher highlights, the Buddha attained enlightenment in what way? By entering the first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, up to the fourth jhana. And in the fourth jhana, do contemplation on the dependent origination. Yeah, in this way, he attained the unsurpassed enlightenment. So, 入初禅时前五识眼识而识鼻识舌识身识都不动了。Once you have attained first jhana, you have entered first jhana, then the first five consciousness, the eyes, nose, tongue, body, would not have been active. 怎么能够看见明星呢？ Then how can you see the star in the sky? 不合道理吗？ Yeah, so my teacher has this opinion.His opinion, or according to the lineage that he learned. So here, 入初禅时前五识都不动了。前五识，眼识、耳识、鼻识、舌识、身识，前五识。These are the bodily senses. My teacher has highlighted this many, many times. Fortunately or unfortunately, I have come across different suttas that seem to not really gelling with this. But it's not that my teacher come with this concept himself. If you go around in different lineages, this is not an uncommon opinion or stand. Quite a few lineages subscribe to this. So in the Nikayas, there's one sutta where Garbha Ananda had something to report to the Buddha, went to see the Buddha, basically addressed the Buddha. But the Buddha and the monks were in meditation, and there was no response from anybody. So he waited for a while, then he tried again, and later on, when the Buddha and the monks exited from the samadhi, then Venerable Ananda related to the Buddha about what happened, and he was a bit like, how should I say? He was a bit like, this is a bit queer. Yeah, why is it that you all couldn't hear me? And then the Buddha remarked, saying that the concentration that they have entered is not ordinary concentration. If it's the first jhana, first of all, that description seems to match with this, right? That they cannot even hear. So that at least as far as the sense of hearing is concerned, in that particular concentration, it is cut off. But if it is the first jhana, the Buddha could jolly well have just said, oh, that is the first jhana, don't you know? First jhana and above cannot hear. But the Buddha didn't say that. And yet, in so many other sutras, when it's jhana, the Buddha explicitly highlights first jhana. And he would also denote the factors that define what is first jhana. The first five factors for jhana, qin shi, xi le, xin yi jing xin. There's no mention directly about qian wu shi bu dong. So, I hope you all don't take it the wrong way. Because traditional Chinese disciple can never disagree with teacher. Wow, if you disagree, But in Buddhism, there's no such a thing. If there's discrepancy, we should point it out. To me, this is my respect for my teacher that I point it out. Because when he was alive, there were certain things that I disagreed, I consulted him. What I really respect about him is that he actually entertained me. Not he just brushed me off, or he just humored me, but he took it very seriously and sat down with me. And then he said, you are a monk, I'm a monk. When you are asking me questions, I'm not your teacher. Just ask. He wanted to assure me that I can ask freely. He didn't want me to feel, in awe of him. Because at that point, I'm just a novice, just a few months old as a monk, So this is something remarkable about my teacher. So this part, whether the first five consciousness is active or not in the first jhana, there are different opinions about it. So this part, hold your thought first. But it doesn't change the fact that the ye to ming xing actually doesn't hold. Because if you look at all the different traditions, only the Chinese later tradition have this concept, open your eyes, look at the star. So I want to highlight this. So here, 但是一般人还都是这样用, but most people still use it in this way. 这看出来, from this you can see what? 我们汉文佛教很久就不修止观了。 For a long time, we have not practiced samatha vipassana. 若常常修止观, if we frequently cultivate samatha vipassana, 一定知道欲界定、味道地定、世界色界四禅、无色界四空定、四禅八定，乃至这个灭尽定，这些甚深三昧的事情，而不会说出这种外行话了。Unfortunately, this is the case. So about entering jhana, and then the first five consciousness, there's also this question mark. Because the Buddha, in the Anapanasati Sutta, which is the mindfulness of the breath, he said that with the mindfulness of the breath, you can enter into first jhana up to fourth jhana. Up to fourth jhana. And even through mindfulness of breath, attain final liberation. Final liberation aside, if you can use it, what does that mean? Let's talk about first jhana first. Okay? To attain first jhana means before first jhana, then you attain first jhana. But first jhana to second jhana, it means that from first, second, third, fourth jhana, you should be able to observe the breath. Let me ask all of you, how do you observe the breath? Can you observe breath directly? How do you observe the breath? Is it through the mind directly? Any of you are able to encompass the breath directly with your mind? No, Sifu, I don't use anything about the senses. I just use my mind directly or observe the breath. The molecules coming in, then going in, then exchange in my lung. Huh? Do you observe in this way? No. We observe through the sensation, isn't it? In which case, that means from first, second, third, up to fourth jhana, you should be able to still experience the breath. Isn't it? Otherwise, then either this is true and the Buddha's teaching is wrong, yeah, or Buddha's teaching is right and this is actually maybe have some question mark. Yeah. So there's another hybrid view, which is that in terms of the bodily senses, there's the internal and external. So external means that, like, your hand can touch, right? Yeah? Surface, the external surface touch, that's also bodily, ma. But how about internal? Yeah. So there's this concept that when we talk about the breath, it's the internal sensation of the breath. So as far as external sensation, then it fades away. Then, okay, maybe that hybrid, yeah, can come together. Because when you meditate and your mind becomes suitably quieter, then sometimes it may even feel like suddenly there's this quietude. All the sound don't appear to be so impinging anymore. Sometimes become very amplified. Then sometimes just it's as though someone just turned off the volume. Yeah, and then when you start to think, then the volume turned up again. Yeah, almost something. So in that sense, there are also those masters who say that it is not that there's no sound, but it's that the mind is not paying attention to it. So it's as good as not being active. Yeah. Doesn't mean that you cannot hear. It's that you are not paying attention to it. So as good as not present. Okay, so next week when you come back, we'll continue on here. Ah, poor thing. Yen xiao san zhang zhu fan nao.
Yen xiao san zhang zhu fan nao.
Yen de zhi wei zhen ming liao.
Yen de zhi wei zhen ming liao.
Fu yen zui zhang xi xiao shu.
Fu yen zui zhang xi xiao shu.
Shi shi chang xing fu sa dao.
Shi shi chang xing fu sa dao.
Amitabha. 起立。